להיות נייקי טופי. אם לא מצאתי חן בעיניך אבי, תן לי תפילה אחת טובה שתפתח לי את כל השערים. תן לי מילה אחת כנה שתותיר אותי בלי שום אוויר. אני רוצה להיות תלוי על חוץ.
Hello, happy Sunday, everybody. Okay, so we're in level one. Does anybody have any questions that they would like to ask regarding level one specifically? Or anything they want to share or talk about?
I have a question. It's Yechida. Hello. I'll turn on my camera in just a minute. I have a question, if I may, about the brain, the extra piece that you were teaching last week.
Mm-hmm.
The connecting the different parts of the brain that's not on the brain protocol.
Correct. I'm going to make a video for that. Yeah, but let me just show you how to do that quickly. Okay, and this is again just something.
Okay, can I ask my question first so you understand? Because it's not just how to do it. It's very interesting. So when I was doing it today on myself, I want to check my notes because I wrote it down. I checked one part to another and I got yes, and I checked another, you know, that it was fine, and I moved on, and then I got to a part where it didn't connect. It told me it wasn't connected. And then I was trying to remember what you said to do. If it doesn't connect, then I assumed to clear it. And it didn't clear. So I thought, okay, this is interesting. Let me skip it. Let me go on and connect other parts, because I think we discovered there are seven. If you do the top one to da, 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 and then you do the next one to da, da, and then you do that one to this.
Yeah.
So it allowed me to do a part to a part in a different order. Like when I went out of order, then it allowed. And that was interesting. Then it cleared when I went back to it. I don't know if that's something you want to include or you found, or maybe we haven't used it enough to have found this. So I wanted to ask you partially, when one part to another does not take a yes, then do we just clear? Just, you know, the hand waving, clear, 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 until it does clear?
Correct.
Because when you showed it, you just showed do this to this, do this to this, as if they're all yes.
Great point. And that's with anything that we do. Whenever we're connecting any part to anything, we always, if it doesn't work, we want to ask the question, why not? The thing is that the group that we have now, we haven't learned that. So I can't teach it. I don't want to go ahead of the game, but I was just showing that, you're right, if it doesn't connect, then we have to investigate why not. Okay, so let's talk about that. Okay, so let me just make sure I got your question. Your question is, I think it was this past week, for those people that were not on the call, it was last week, I don't remember, I think last Sunday, we are talking about a new thing we added under the brain page, which is F7. Okay, and F7, we're adding number 25, lobes. All lobes are connected, the lobes of the brain, which are the temporal, the parietal, the frontal, and the occipital, okay, going around. So I'm going to show my screen here quickly just to show you what I'm talking about. So what I discovered is, even though all these things are theoretically working, we still can have a disconnect between the temporal and the parietal lobe, or the frontal lobe, or any of these lobes. So you could put your hand like this and ask the question, are these connected? But the problem is you don't have a way to test it. So I just take my two fingers, put one on the temporal, put one on the frontal, and test, are they connected? If they're not connected, then I connect them like this, connect it. And test, is it connected? If it's connected, you're done. If it's not connected, you need to investigate why that is. And that would be on the cause of issues chart. Generally, that's where it is. Maybe there's a reason why you cannot connect it, and you would have to just figure that out. Sometimes we don't know the answer. Sometimes you have to wait more time. It's hard to know. So then what I did was I would go to, and I'm going to make a video of this. I can't do it today though. Temporal to frontal. Okay, connected. Good. And then I just swing my hand down. Temporal to parietal. Good. And then temporal to occipital is good. And they're all good. They're great. So then I go from frontal to parietal, good. And frontal to occipital, good. And then I go from parietal to occipital, good.
So could you please do them if some of them are not good? Because what I came up with when one of them was not good and I didn't think to connect them, I didn't remember, I was trying to clear whatever may be keeping them
Correct.
From connecting.
Correct. You want to
and
connect
it wouldn't
it.
Clear, what, but Correct. Then it did clear mm-hmm. and another one didn't. So I just switched the order of what mm-hmm. I was planning to do. I'm like, okay, if those two aren't clearing, maybe I need to clear them in a different order. And when I did clear them in a different order, then it worked.
Oh, okay.
So,
perfect.
Are you could you show us what might happen if it doesn't clear, if something really doesn't? And then mm-hmm. is there a reason to have to go in the specific
order?
Do we have to go in that order?
You can go whatever order you want. It doesn't matter. The point is just to go in a full circle that you're testing all the different connections of the brain, which is interesting. It doesn't work with the tuning forks, which we learn in level 2. Connecting on the brain mapping, it's different for some reason, which is why it threw me off when I was like, I had a client that was having these brain issues, and she said even after everything was fine, nothing was coming up for her, she still said, I don't know, my brain still feels disconnected. So then I just started, is her brain disconnected? I got a yes. I'm like, whoa, so interesting. That's how I found this, actually. So if it doesn't,
right. So what I found was that, you know, part of my question is that when I switched the order of what I thought it was doing, and I said, okay, so this one isn't connecting to that one. Well, let me try putting these two together first. And I did that, then the previous one that hadn't been connecting did. So right. Just to throw that out, part of what we're discovering
Very
in this.
Interesting. Right, so if it doesn't clear, so let's say like your temporal and your frontal lobes, you know, you connect them back together and they're just not, this not holding. I would go to the cause of issues chart to figure out why is that. And clear away, you know, the reasons why, and then attempt to do it again. You know, sometimes it's a trigger that triggers something back to disconnect. Something triggers it. So it's either a trigger or it's some kind of a trauma or something that needs to be cleared before you can reconnect those back together. But most of the time I have found you just connect them and they're ready to go, especially on those clients that we've done a ton of work on them and it's already been cleared. It just hasn't been connected back. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Brenda, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I had an issue come up with a friend, and we're not going to talk to each other anymore. And I want to make sure that I did the disconnection properly. And if you would be able to check if I'm disconnected, her name is. Should I give you her name?
No, it's okay. You can think about her. Are you disconnected from her? Is she disconnected from you? I'm getting yes.
Yeah. Good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Rena, hi. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I don't know if you checked what was going on with me, but I'm still not consistently getting answers.
Okay.
After the work we did yesterday, thankfully I was able to check my protection level, and I did the protection cave thing 3 times. Mm-hmm. I think that I got an accurate answer. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But
Okay, so I'm just going to say that a lot of people just get it right out the door. Some people struggle and some people really struggle. And I'm not saying you have to do this, but some people do 15-minute sessions every single day until they sort this out. I'm not saying you have to do that. And that's like, you know, it's like having a tutor. Most people can go to school and they get it. And some kids need that extra tutoring. They just need it. And I don't know why that is. And I'm not saying you have to do it, but I'm just saying you might be one of those people that we just have to pound it out every 15 minutes until we get you to where you need to be. That's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. But in terms of why you're not able to get online right now, I do not know the answer. It's not coming up. It's not like apparently on this page, anything specific, you know, and sometimes it's just weird stuff for people. And by the way, I was working with a client and it had nothing to do with her. It was actually coming from her husband who we found.
Right, you said you were going to see if it was from my husband.
Is it coming from your husband? Is it coming from, I'm getting it's coming from your family. So you see, that's a more complicated issue that we don't actually have. We probably should add it to this troubleshooting list somewhere, coming from family. Because our family can really mess this up. If you're in a bad space, I remember I was having a really bad day. I don't remember what this was, a while ago. I couldn't work. It was not possible for me to work. And for you to think you're going to have an awful morning with your children, just be able to get online and have me fix it, isn't realistic. You follow me? So we have to deal with core family issues that are going on. And hopefully, you know, you'll have better days than others and you'll be able to recalibrate yourself quicker. But there's just some things that are just beyond what we can get you up and running in level one, you know?
Right. I hear that. I'm also just wondering, if I do the CAVE protocol and I don't put my family in, do you think that would help?
No, that's not the issue. It's not putting your family or not. You want to put them in the CAVE because you want to ensure that they're safe when you're doing work on yourself, you see. It's not that clears them of anything unless you just do a rapid recode. But again, this sometimes is complicated. I mean, even practitioners sometimes, they, for different reasons, have issues getting online. You know, maybe she's having a bad morning with her husband and they got into a fight and she's like, I'm not online. And it's not my fault. It just is a situation that has to be cleared up. Follow me? So I'm just getting it. There's some stuff going. It's outside. It's not on my page here, but probably we should have family issues as one of the causes of why people can't get
What
online.
Page would we want to add that to, please? And what page is the CAVE protocol? What page do we want to add family to? If you could tell us, we could make a note to do that.
Sure.
And please, if you tell us the CAVE protocol.
By the way, I'm going to be reposting this. We're in the process of redoing this page, which has a lot of markings on it. I'm not going to go through everything, but I'm almost finished making the corrections on this page, which is the troubleshooting A3. So family, I'm going to write on here, family issues. Okay. Thank you, Yehida, for keeping me on track here. But we have.
You're welcome, my dear. I'm just doing my job. And I just also want to remind students to let you stay on course material, not so much personal questioning, if possible.
I hear you. Correct. Thank you. So the thing is like this, is that with the things we've added, just so you know, hold on, just to make sure I'm pretty sure I put the recording on. And I do apologize. For some reason, the recording just does not come off. I have no idea why. I do the same thing every time, and sometimes it's perfect, and once in a blue moon, it just comes out all muffled. The phone is just sitting there, so I don't know. So I'm just going to quickly read this. You guys can go back and add this yourself if you want. What we've changed on here so far is we've added...
A3?
This is A3, which is troubleshooting medical intuition. Okay? What we've added on, I'm just going to read it quickly. I'm not, you know, you can listen to the recording later. Some of the issues happen as translation issues, the way the brain is translating the information, decoding, it's your negative mindset, polarity issues, dark side connection. Believe it or not, we found people in this course who suddenly they've gone psychic on me and they connected to the dark side and that's turning them off. Need to control the answer. Their brain just is so controlling that they won't let them just flow. Only yes and no, or say only yes answers or only no answers. Two finger rub and intuition are not connected. Access denied. Over analyzing the answer. And some kind of a program or belief. So these are some of the reasons, and then also family issues. These are some of the issues that we've come up with. And so again, within the next day or two, hopefully I'll be publishing this page so that everybody will have it and they can just reprint it. Okay, because there's a lot of
Russell, I'm so sorry. I'm on page A3 and I am not seeing where you were reading from and those things that you read.
These are all additions that we're adding on. All things I'm adding on. Okay.
Those are all after number 41.
Correct. These are all things that are going to be added on. And we're going to
write those, please? Will you type those up and, you know, put them into the chat later in sentences so we can handwrite them until you make the new one for us, please? I'd like to do that today, if possible.
It's really, really hard for me, Yehida. If you want to do that, be my guest. I just don't have the kind of time to start typing. Like I said, it's going to be posted very soon within the next... This stuff doesn't come up very often. It's just stuff that we found. So it's going to be posted within the next few days, okay? I don't have time to, like, do what you're asking me to do. You're welcome to do it.
Fine, fine. So whatever it is, 42, 43, 44,
correct.
45, those next five.
Correct. Yep.
We'll have those to write in. Thank you.
Yes.
We can write them on our...
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. How do you raise your hand? Okay, Malky Smith. Hi, Malky. Welcome. You have a new student. We can't hear you, though.
Can you hear me?
Hi, Malky. Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering about testing, the same one that the woman before me was asking. I just am very inconsistent with answers. And it's I have a hard time figuring out what the issue is because I don't get consistent answers. So I don't really know what to work on.
And that is common at the beginning. I know you just started. So I would give it some practice. You just got to force it. Did you watch all the videos on how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So just practice. Okay. Just keep practicing and practicing. It's going to be inconsistent for you for a while. But just I like for those people that are still struggling, just force it initially. You know, you force it. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. The more you do it, the more consistent it should come, depending on what's going on. I know that, you know, you're pretty clear and clean, so it should come in pretty fast for you. Okay.
Is there anything specific right now that's blocking it that I'm not getting?
I am not getting anything for that. It's just practice. With the more we do it, there's nothing on this page that's coming up for you. So, no.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I'm glad you finally joined us. Okay.
Thank you.
6 months in the making. Okay. All righty. Leah, hi, good morning. Do you have a question, Leah?
Yeah, I can't talk now, though, so come back to me soon. Sorry,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Sure. All right, Esther, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm going to have to... Okay, I've got a few questions. Number one, is it possible if I get triggered that I lose my energy lines drop?
Yes, definitely. It can happen.
Okay, and then another question is, I was testing for grudges. Now, going back to school, I also went down specifically certain teachers, principals and stuff. Can I clear it all in one bubble, or do I have to separate the school and separate the teachers or the principal?
You have to see. Just test it which way. Sometimes you could do it as one group of situation. Sometimes you have to do them individually. And in terms of your trigger, be sure to clear the trigger while your energy lines keep dropping by age, and then bring the lines up. Okay?
Okay, I did that. Is it possible, because I've been testing every day, let's say I didn't always manage to raise my energy lines. I was testing, am I online? Are my energy lines raised? And sometimes I'm able to keep them for a day or two without raising them. Is that normal?
Yeah, absolutely. There's many days I don't do anything. I just start my day and I check and I'm good. Just go.
Okay. And is it possible that from all the work that I'm working on, I'm getting sort of pain in weak areas where I have a prolapsed disc in the spine or a pinched knee pad. The pain has suddenly come on quite bad, which I haven't had for a while.
Yeah. So your whatever you're on is a little bit hard to hear. But yeah. So I heard you say is you have like pain in certain parts, and as you're doing the energy work, it's getting like trapped there. And what that means is generally in the meridian. Can you just mute your phone this week? Because it's very bad, like a lot of distortion coming through. Basically, so what happens when you have the meridian lines, okay? I mean, we don't learn that in level one, but just so you understand, you can go to the meridian page, which is in the book, in the back of the book, and that's on F9, okay? I'm going to show you here, F9. And you can test to see if one of your issues is on a meridian line. Chances are it is, okay? So is your pain on one of these meridian lines? It is. It's on the bladder meridian. Okay, so if you go to the bladder, for the people that have the book, if not, you can Google bladder meridian and see online, you know, where the bladder meridian lines go, which is E20 in the book here. In the back somewhere. 20. I'm just going to show you quickly how to do this, because you'll see this might happen to you sometimes. And you'll look here. If I'm testing you to follow the line here, this is exactly where your spot is. This is where you have a block. So what that means is that as you're clearing energy, it's getting stuck here. So we need to kind of like tap on it just to like move the energy to energy flow it out. Okay. And that's what this means. If you get pain suddenly in the middle of doing energy work, it's just that the pain is getting stuck somewhere along the meridian line. So that's why you have to just move it. So see, did that help you at all? Did that feel any better, what I just did?
Yeah, I feel the pain shift.
Okay, great. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Can I make a quick add to that for everybody to notice? When you're looking at the meridians from a previous draft, we put arrows to make sure it's really clear. Please, please make sure you know if you're tracing it upward or downward. It can make a difference. So sure. We've done our best. If you have feedback, please let us know. But some are going up from the toe and some are going starting at the head. Okay. And some started a dip, but you can't tell which way they start unless you look for the arrow. Thank you.
Thank you. But it doesn't necessarily say that online. So for the first 2 years, we didn't do that, and it worked either way. Okay, I'm going to go to...
Can I just ask about that, what you just did? Why does it work when you are tapping on a paper with a picture as opposed to if you were just tap on the point on your body that hurts?
Well, because when we're using the book as a surrogate, and that's for anything that we do, whether we're doing brain mapping or any of the protocols that we do, we are using the book as a surrogate. And we have, just like when you're using the star chart, how does the star chart bring your lines up? How does working on the energy centers bring your centers into balance? It's the same thing. So when we're using the book is working direct and working through you. Follow me. It's exactly the same thing. Okay, Avrami, I want to go to you. I see he's never here. Avrami Kleinberger, hi. You have any questions?
No. Hi, good morning.
No questions. Okay. Where are you holding in the class?
I just started from the beginning, so I literally, lately I'm more interested in it, so... I'm just watching what you're saying and no questions.
Okay, amazing. Okay, but are you protecting yourself? Because I know that you're doing work on people and I don't want you to get sick. Do you know how to protect yourself correctly so you don't absorb other people's stuff? And if you do, how to clear it?
Will there be a video there for that?
Well, that's really more level two, but you're kind of jumping to level two before you've even gotten down level one. So it's important to understand that if you're going to be working on family members, that you know what to do. You have the book. I would suggest you follow the protocol on clients, okay, working on clients. Because very important, if you don't have good good energy hygiene, you can get sick, just like you experienced when you attempted to work on a family member or clear a family member. All it jumped onto you. So it's important that when you clear the person, you connect them to the session, you throw it to them, and you disconnect. And then make
sure... Oh, I did that after that. All the time, I do the disconnect after that.
Please follow the directions in the book. Or you and I need to schedule an appointment on to make sure you're doing it right. But there's no point in you working on your family if you don't know... Because I remember when I met you, you were like one huge tangled mess. Okay, so we want to keep you untangled, okay? It's very easy to work on people. But to do it that you don't get all tangled up and then get shut down, it's important to do it correctly. So in the book, there is on the client session, which we really go into.
Even level one, right?
What'd you say?
Even level one.
If you're working on people, you're in level two now. Okay, you skip level one.
But I don't have level two, so I should stop working.
Well, do you have the book?
I have level one just.
So you don't have the whole book?
No.
Why? I thought you did. Okay, hold on. Is there a reason why you didn't get the whole book? For sure you got the book. No?
No, because he told me then I should start with level one and then go up to level two. So I didn't finish level one. And that's why I'm not by level two now.
I know. That's fine. Okay, I'm going to send you the client. Okay, on A13 is how to deal with clients. And again, if you're going to be working on people, you have to know what you are doing. It's not going to be fun if you don't know what you're doing, okay? All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Go to Baruch. Hi, Baruch.
Hi. I heard what Yechida said, but it sounded important, and I didn't really understand what she said about the meridians. It makes a difference which direction you're going, which direction you're moving.
Yeah, I can do that. If you look at one of the pages, if you have it, okay. And you go to looking at the top corner of any meridian page, it'll say like large intestine, and then right below it, it says arrow downward flow. Right. Some of them say right, like liver meridian has up. A little arrow.
This goes down.
Downward, it says upward flow.
Right, you'd go like that or go like that. Okay. But this is really a level 2 class, and we're showing her what potential could go. Yechir, I appreciate that, but you're kind of confusing people because they haven't learned level 2 yet. So, and if they download it on the website, it may not have which way up and down to go. So again, for 2 years, we did it without knowing which direction, and it seemed to work. Okay.
Let's see. But the meridians in the meridian wheel. You taught us to go just to go up back and down and to clear
correct,
it, right?
Correct.
Back and forth.
That's usually enough. Just going back and forth to flesh it out. Correct.
So I just want to make sure that that you didn't change anything.
No. The only
at the bottom of that page, it says if you want to go any deeper, if it says, it specifically says meridians can, blockages can cause health issues. It says flush through the lines a few times, tapping on any points that won't clear. It's from the meridian wheel number three, flush through the line a few times. That's from number 2, deeper clearing.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just if you have to go deep, if you have to go deeper.
Right. But we don't learn that in this class, so we're just confusing people, is my point. Okay. Okay. So go to Esti. Hi, Esti. Esti.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm having some issues with my 2 finger rub. It's just not being very clear. I just wondered if I could have some assistance, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything on one? Anything here, 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 here? Anything going on with you? Nothing is coming up. I don't know. It is frustrating when that happens. Sometimes there's reasons for it. And when that happens, I would just force it for like like 1 minute. Yes, 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 yes. No, 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 no.
Right. Because I get it sometimes. It's like I'll ask for a yes or no and like it works. And then all of a sudden it just doesn't.
Okay. So maybe do a rapid recode on why it is you not get consistent answers with your 2-finger rub. That might be a way to go with that type of thing for anybody that's having issues with that. Okay. The rapid recode is in level 1. It's, I don't remember, I think we're coming up next week, if I'm not mistaken, on rapid recode. If you were to test how many reasons why you're getting inconsistent answers, is it more than 100? Yeah. It is more than 1,000, 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50. Look at that. So that's something, you know, maybe to write off as well. Hold on, we're picking up somebody. Can you mute their phones here? All right, so we're going to write inconsistent answers. As another issue. Inconsistent answers. All right, so we're talking about tens of thousands of reasons why you have inconsistent answers. Okay? So I would do a rapid recode on why you have inconsistent answers on the 2-finger rub.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All righty. So we're almost done with level 1. Does anybody else have any quick questions? Rina Kaya, go ahead.
Yeah, are you able to quickly check me about the rapid recode, if that would help?
Yes, it would. More than a...
And how many? 20, 30,
40. Yeah, actually, 80,000 reasons why. That might be a good find that we just found today.
Great. Okay, good. So I'll try that.
We need stuff. You need a rapid recode on that, right? Wow. It's like seems endless, right? Okay, anybody else have any quick questions before we go into level 2? No? Okay, so I'm just going to stop the recording.